For decades, Elizabeth Elliot has influenced many people through her books, timeless teaching, and courageous faith. She shares with us what she's learned as a daughter, wife, mother, and missionary on this radio program, Gateway to Joy. Let's join Elizabeth now as she encourages us once again to live life to its fullest as disciples of Jesus Christ. We have a question and answer session today. Let's get started.
People are always asking me, Val, why does your daughter homeschool? Is it because she thinks the schools are so terrible? Is that the main reason?
No, I don't think that's the main reason. The main reason is we want to see godly character developed in our children. And it seems to me the best way to see that developed is to keep them at home as long as possible. We see them learning responsibility and learning to love their brothers and sisters and learning to be loyal to each other, whereas I know that if they were in school, they would be more loyal to their peers and less loyal to their brothers and sisters, and they would disdain being with them. So we believe God wants us to do it, at least for now. We don't know how long we're going to do it, but godly characteristics and godly values are what we're trying to instill in them, and it seems that
I think you lent me a book one time, I've forgotten what the title of it was, but it told about some studies in child psychology which indicate that a child is more likely to absorb and retain the values of the parents if he stays home with them up until the age of what? 7, 8?
Usually 10. 8 to 10, anywhere between 8 to 10. Just depends on the amount of time that is spent with other people. If the child has the majority of time spent with his parents, then he's going to listen more to his parents than he is to his peers. But if the child is spending 6 or 7 hours a day with peers and with only one adult, then if he's below the age of 10, he will just latch on to whatever the crowd is saying.
Another question that often is asked of me, and I would like to hear your answer to this one, but don't your children need to be with peers? Don't they miss out socially?
No, I don't think they do at all. I think the best socialization for any child is to be in a family. And I think they learn respect for adults because they're with their mother most of the time, and they learn love and unselfishness with the younger brothers or older brothers and sisters, whereas if they were with peers all the time, they would learn mostly the bad values of the children. And socialization when in a peer group is usually me first and getting in line first and having my way and
competition.
And
that sort of thing.
Whereas we're in the home, it's more like life because you're with older and younger people that you have to learn to get along with.
So it's not quite as artificial a situation as if you've got 36-year-olds all together or 38-year-olds in one place.
Right.
There has to be more give and take. And I certainly see that when I visit in your home. I see that the older children have to pay attention to the younger ones, and the younger ones are taken care of and watched over in ways which, of course, they don't by any means always appreciate, do they? But it does amaze me, and it amazes me every time I visit, that anything at all gets done. This morning when I was teaching, trying to help Elizabeth and Walter, the two oldest, with a grammar lesson on ellipses and the subjects of sentences, the two-year-old came in a couple of times. The two-year-old and the four-year-old chased each other through the room a few times. The cats wandered around. Phone rang. The doorbell rang. Baby was crying upstairs for a few minutes until you went and fed her. But, of course, I was there. Mm-hmm. And the question that is always in my mind when I leave, having been quite busy every minute when I'm with you, is what does Val do by herself? And people are always saying to me, well, how many children is she homeschooling? Uh-huh. Tell us that.
Okay, my oldest is in sixth grade, and the second one is in fourth grade, and the third one is in first grade. So I only give those three assignments for the day, and they often do a lot of their work on their own. And the first grader is learning a lot from her older sister. And in fact, the older sister really wants to teach her basic English grammar and punctuation and capitalization and that kind of thing. So the only thing that I really spend a lot of time on teaching the older two is grammar. That's what you did this morning. And as I said, they do most on their own.
Now, what about the four-year-old? Does he absorb anything by osmosis?
If he hears us, when Christiana and I might be doing addition flashcards or subtraction, and if he's around us and we're saying things over and over again, he'll pick things up and say them too, you know, and sometimes he'll be talking. I've heard Colleen talking about adjectives and adverbs because she's heard me talking with Walter and Elizabeth about
Colleen
it.
Colleen being 2 years
Colleen
old.
Colleen is 2 years old. I have some little workbooks for Jim, the four-year-old, to work on. At the beginning of the school year, he was all excited about working on them at his little desk, but he usually just plays either by himself or with Colleen.
But he does know the numbers and the letters, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah, yeah. He's
at the age of four, never having been to nursery school or play group
right.
or kindergarten or anything mm-hmm. else. Where do you have your schooling?
We have a family room and a living room, and the family room is where the school desk is, where all the school books are. Usually one of the children sits for part of the time at the school desk and does their schoolwork, and then the kitchen table is used a lot. And Walter does his work when he has to really concentrate. He does his work up in his room at his desk.
People say to me, well, your daughter must have had teacher training, didn't she?
No, I didn't.
I remember one of the books that on homeschooling that you lent me. It said that the worst mother is probably better than the best teacher. Now, those would be fighting words to some of the teachers that might be listening to this program. And I'm sure that your primary object is not to denigrate the schools or the teachers, but just that you see that there are certain advantages.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see that it's working very, very well. It amazes me. As I say, that anything at all gets through with the distractions that they have. And yet last year when Walter and Elizabeth went to a school,
mm-hmm.
they both got outstanding student awards, didn't
mm-hmm.
they?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's encouraging. People say, how much time does it take her? How mm-hmm. in the world does she have 8 hours a day mm-hmm. to homeschool?
Well, it doesn't take me 8 hours. It usually takes me about an hour to an hour and a half to prepare for the week, what they're going to do. And then each morning, the actual individual time that I give to them may be an hour to an hour and a half. I do try to read out loud part of that school time. So school for them is usually between 9 and 12. Walter, the oldest, does some schoolwork sometimes after lunch.
So don't they get bored with all that free time that they have?
Not at all. They're quite busy. The two girls are often busy writing letters to people. Walter is busy with his Boy Scout projects or a science project.
And then they do useful things around the house,
they
don't
do
they?
Lots of chores around the house.
Like baking bread?
Yeah.
Walter and Elizabeth.
They have baked bread, yeah.
Can bake bread. One of the most important things about homeschooling is that the child is never separated for any length of time from his parents up until whatever age he goes into school. And I never thought about this back when I was homeschooling you in the jungle, Val, but I remember when you did start to school, several of your teachers remarked to me that you were a very mature and well-adjusted and serene child compared to some of the others. Now, at the time, I attributed that to you, the fact that you were more an Elliot than you were a Howard. My maiden name was Howard. And I thought they had generally more easygoing personalities. Secondly, because you grew up with Indians who were serene and well-adjusted and relatively mature kids. But I never put two and two together until I read another book on the subject of jungle Indians' child training, which was written by a woman who had spent several years with Indians in Venezuela. And her observation was that it was the fact that they were never separated from their parents that made them so secure and so easygoing. And as you and I have often observed, the Indians were very genial, calm, humorous, easygoing, likable people. You didn't hear people arguing or screaming. You didn't hear them complaining. You never heard people fussing or making a big deal out of the bad weather or the hard work or the tough journeys. And I never really understood why that was. Now I'm beginning to think that it has a great deal to do with the fact that they have this strong, secure home base where the girls are always with their mothers learning to weave hammocks and make pots and plant manioc, and the boys are with their fathers learning to hunt and that sort of thing. So would you agree that security is one of the most important aspects of homeschooling?
Yes, I think because I want to be with my children, because I want them to be with me, they are happy and secure. Because Walter and Elizabeth went to a school last year, Elizabeth thinks that she's missing out from friendships. The only thing that she loved about school was being with friends. And so other people who really believe in socialization with peers would say, well, then she should be back in school so she can be with her friends. But I didn't see anything good that came from having her good friends. And so I want her to be at home just to learn the things that she learns at home, and that is responsibilities and taking your work seriously. And she does get together with friends, and so does Walter. She would like, if she had her own way, to have her own friend over every day. But she and Christiana, because they've had to play together, really play well together, and they're secure and happy in being together. And so I usually allow a friend over once a week.
Now, what about government restrictions? Is it legal to homeschool your children in the United States?
Yes, it is. California is happens to be one of the states that's a little easier than some of the other states to homeschool in. We do not have to have a teaching certificate to teach them. If we were to be questioned by school authorities on what we were doing, we belong to a little homeschooling group called Saddleback Christian Academy. And they take care of our files and testing for the children. And so we would just refer the school authorities to that administrator of that school and say, we are doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Now, you said at one point that you spend most of the time just teaching the children grammar.
Mm-hmm.
How in the world do they learn history and mathematics and spelling?
Mm-hmm. So far, Walter has not come upon anything new that he already hadn't done in fifth grade. Apparently, he had an advanced math course in fifth grade, but he's got a sixth grade math book now, and he's still doing things that he had learned last year. When Elizabeth comes to something new, I just spend a little bit of time with her teaching her it. In fact, one thing it took her several days to catch a hold of, and it took Walter to teach her what it meant. I understood it, but I could not get through to her. And usually she's against Walter teaching her anything. But when Walter sat down and taught her how to do this particular thing, she learned it within 10 minutes. So when new things come up in the book, I do take the time to teach it, or Walter will do it. With Christiana, as I said, she's doing addition and subtraction just over and over again. And once in a while, I sit down and do flashcards with her from memory. So when she comes to a new concept, I'll teach her that, and then she does her work on her own after that.
Anything, if offered to God, can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.